it's cool. I mean, that's one of the reasons I keep coming back. It's very cool. You know, you can see the pictures, and I stopped trying to take pictures myself personally because you just can't capture it really in a photo very well. But the awesome, beautiful days are when it's, you know, blue sky and all you can see to the horizon is ice, and maybe some water leads here and there. Just kind of that innate feel, knowing that you're up there where very few people have ever gone, just it feels cool. Operating in the ice is a little different than a regular ship. Normally you avoid running into things, but with an icebreaker, that's kind of your job, is to run into things and break a path through to get from point A to point B. That's an amazing experience to drive when we're in the ice, the heavy ice, and we're driving, and the increased ice increases the resistance. It's just, you can't just drive the ship straight like you would any other. You can't just drive from one side of the sound to the other because the ice is in the way. And so where normally we would drive from the ship's bridge, where you've got a helmsman or an autopilot steering, we have what we call a loft con. So about 30 feet above the bridge is a small conning station enclosed up the mast. And the conning officer can drive like you're driving a small boat. You've got one hand on the helm and the other hand on the throttles. It's like you're driving your Hatteras to the fishing banks. Doing that in the ice, maneuvering, reading the ice, going for the, you know, trying to avoid the multi-year or the thicker ice as best you can, taking advantage of the leads. It's a whole different world, and it's exciting to be, you know, a single person up there steering this 30,000 horsepower, 16,000 tons through the ice.
I take it multi-year ice is harder, thicker?
It is, yeah. Yeah, with each succeeding melt, the salt in the salt water that originally formed the ice is leached out in brine. And so it goes from fairly salty first-year ice. Each succeeding year, that salt melts out, and the salt kind of interrupts the crystalline structure, and it becomes more and more like freshwater ice, which is much harder.